from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. All over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com is our website. And we are happily posting our podcasts up there and all things related to the outdoors. And again, I want to thank our friends bringing it to you at Conquest Scents in Davison, Michigan. Man, if you do not have your Evercomb, your VS1, or your Scentfire unit yet, I would say look as fast as you can. Look for the ATA-approved seal, because they are ATA-approved quality products, and to be in compliance with everything that's going on here in Michigan with the CWD issues and everything else, they are approved. And I'm not kidding, man. Get that Scentfire unit. If you have not seen what this thing does, go to conquestscents.com and check it out for yourself. And as always, don't ever forget about Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. They are busy, they are booming, and they have their Wednesday night auctions each and every Wednesday night. And we are going to talk right now with Mike Green from Not Just Guns. Man, it's been too long since we have had you on the show. And here we are. We're in bow season right now. We got waterfowl seasons going on. We have, fall turkey going on. And you guys have something, anything going on all the time. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you.
Absolutely. And the last time I was in there, you had expanded to the point that I didn't know that little building, what appears to be such a small building, do not let the size fool you, how full and how well done it is.
Well, I appreciate it. A lot of hard work went into that. A couple of my managers lost their office space, so we're all in one office, but it added the new optics room, a new long gun, bolt action, precision hunting gun room. We're happy to be able to display more product.
You know, Mike, it surprises me. I mean, look, I grew up in that one shotgun does about everything age, but we have really, really switched gears with these AR platforms and things like that, with now the new rules, of course, with the short straight wall cartridges that you can use below the 57 line November 15th. I mean, this whole game has completely changed and modernized itself.
It really has. I mean, every year I think we've sold a 450 Bushmaster or a 350 Legend to everybody in the state, and we still can you're selling 20 a day. It's just crazy.
And to have that kind of inventory as well, I mean, look, where places don't have ammunition, they don't have product, you guys are an exception, because you must be buying a little bit more than a tiny bit here and there.
We are. We're very fortunate to have some wonderful relationships in the industry, and they pay off. You know, you build these relationships, and it's nice to see them come to fruition. We've got ammunition in just about every caliber, and we've got lots and lots of it. Our shelves are stocked and overfilled, and we're constantly price averaging, cost averaging ammo. So literally, it's a two-hour project every day to restock the shelves. You know, we come in at 6 in the morning. We don't open till 10. Well, we need that time to readjust prices as things come in and the prices are coming down. We're cost averaging down. We're putting different brands out, different SKUs out. We're trying to keep what the customers want at the best deal we can possibly sell it at.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here on Wild Michigan. Mike, there has been, I'm not going to say shortage, because that's not really an accurate term. But look, there's been a lot of ammunition flying off the shelves. And, you know, the 223s are one of the toughest rounds to find. You guys have got or have had a lot of it.
We have. We're pretty blessed right now. I counted this morning when I was in there, we had 14 different SKUs of varmint ammo just in 223 alone. We've got all the way from a deer round to self-defense round to just target rounds. You name it, 223, 556. We've got thousands of rounds. There's at least 20 different SKUs on the shelf. Got it bulk by the case. ammo cans, ammo bulk boxes, you name it, bags of Phoenix. We've got just about everything and anything you could want in the 223 realm, that's for sure.
Yeah, and with so many, and you really brought up an interesting point there, Mike, about different applications of the same round for so many different things. You know, that can get overwhelming just listening to this.
It is, and what's really crazy out there is every time we blink our eyes, there's a new, what we used to call wildcat cartridge introduced. And, you know, this year, one of the hot rounds is a 6mm ARC. You've got 6mm Creedmoor, you've got 6.5 PRC, 300 PRC, you've got a lot of these new cartridges coming to the market, and they really don't take off and sustain until the ammo manufacturers start making ammunition that's cross-platformable. When a hunting guy start getting into it and there's a good hunting load and that round makes sense for the game or what they're shooting, then the round is sustainable and then it takes off and it stays. So it's hard to keep up with. You got to pretty much buy one of these things and go out and get some time behind it so that you can educate your customers on, you know, the pros and cons of each different caliber.
Mike Green joining us from Not Just Guns here on Wild Michigan. Look, if you're listening to this and you're just getting started, or maybe you've been doing this for a while and you want to make a switch, we can't cover every minute detail of these ammunitions. This is where you go in and see the guys at Not Just Guns, because look, they, and I say this from experience and not just because they sponsor the show, but I've dealt with a lot of different gun shops over my, you know, 40 some years of shooting. But you know, friendly goes a really long way. Friendly and educated, and the guys at Not Just Guns are both. And that's why we're so proud to have them here. Mike, you talked a little bit about ammunition. What about firearms? Because, you know, at times there are difficult times to purchase what we want.
Well, we're pretty blessed right now. We have more firearms than we can display. So we went through this morning and we took about 30 handguns and cycled them to the back row and some to the back room and brought up others. We are busting our new cases, hold twice as many guns as our old ones did, and we still can't house them all. Even with the addition of the new rooms, we still can't get them all out. So we've got just about everything you could want, and everything from entry level all the way up to custom guns like Nighthawk Custom, Staccato STI. We've got just about everything.
You know, and you mentioned your new optics room, too. Optics are something that, look, I'll be honest, when I go in, I know a few names. I know names like Vortex and Trigicon, because Trigicon's made here in Michigan. And the basic, you know, Leopold and a few of the other ones, okay? Yeah, I just hit on some of the top-end stuff. But, I mean, that's what I know. But when it comes down to it, I couldn't tell you what one's going to be best for what application. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing, is there's an optic for everything now. Whether you want something in a red dot platform for a handgun, or you want a high-powered scope for hunting or for long-range precision shooting, I mean, there's an optic for everything. And we can't house everything, but we sure can house a lot. We've got over 450 optics in one room right now, and again, can't display them all. So you may have one scope with four different reticle options. We have one scope in this power with this reticle, one in another magnification level with another reticle. But if we have to go back to the shelf or in the back to grab you the other one, we can do so.
All right. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining us here. Mike, if you don't mind, hang on. This segment has flown right by, and we have covered a ton, but there is so much more within the walls of Not Just Guns that we need to talk about. We've got everyday carry stuff. We've got accessories, everything you can think about. You can see it all again, notjustguns.com. Their Wednesday night auctions will be coming up on Wednesday evenings, and you know what? Next day, you can get your stuff. It's like it's almost like Christmas every weekend, but the time you go through the auction. So, Mike, if you don't mind, buddy, hang on, please, and we'll catch up with you in a second. But so much more going on outdoors. Wild Michigan is our show name. We're celebrating our 15th year on the Michigan Talk Network. Very happy about that. 15th year anniversary shows a couple of weeks ago. So many things going on in the outdoors with the cast and blast, if you will, hunting and fishing opportunities. A little bit later on, we're going to talk with Brian Brosdahl about some of those panfish opportunities here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can
can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here. 15 years of this very outdoor show. I don't get it, man. Didn't think we'd last 15 minutes. I know I've said that before, but very proud to be doing this in our 15th year. And for the past couple of years, the fine folks in Not Just Guns have been part of this show and a very welcome part and a part of educating our listeners and myself. Throughout the course of them being here, Mike Green with Not Just Guns joining us. They also have something called the Great Lakes Training Center, a place where you can either hone your skills or learn about safely carrying your handgun. Okay, so let's jump into that with Mike right now, because Mike, this is something that you guys have been working on and it's slowly been coming together and it looks great. Last time I was in there, it looks fantastic, and you've got some new classes coming up as well.
We do. We have a class that we started it back when things were going a little crazy with COVID, and with time and COVID restrictions, it was really hard to get it up and going, but it's called Basic Pistol Orientation. And it's a $50 class. It's roughly 2.5 hours. Obviously, it sometimes runs over to 3. But it's really for anyone who's purchased a new or first handgun or looking to purchase a gun, somebody who's a current pistol owner who would like to brush up on their basic firearm safety, pistol handling, fundamentals, operation nomenclature. It's really for that person that wants to get ready to go to the range and start using a handgun. Pistol, revolver, or somebody that wants to get ready to be able to go take a CPL class, and it's not a big investment, but what you get out of it is huge.
No, I mean, look, safety is always a priority no matter what you do, whether it's handling a firearm or a chainsaw, for Pete's sake. But, you know, a lot of people have gone out and they have purchased, you know, first-time purchasers of handguns because, one, they want to feel safer, they want something to protect the house and whatnot. But there are minor things that can go on during the course of just even using it, if you haven't used it much, that you need to know. I mean, you know, a jam, maybe, let's say. How do you fix that in a hurry? There's a lot of things. And just getting a basic working knowledge of your firearm, I mean, despite the fact, whether you've used it for a while or you're new to this, it doesn't hurt. And that's a pretty inexpensive amount for, you know, like peace of mind and safety.
Well, it is. And we get guys who've been shooting rifles and hunting for years, and now they've got a handgun, and they want to go to an indoor range or to an open outside range, and they've never done that before. Or maybe they have with a rifle, sighted it in for season and gone. Well, this gives you range adequate safety rules, not to mention how the pistol operates, the nomenclature of the different controls, how to hold it, all the stuff that's needed to get you ready so that you can start shooting that gun safely.
Safely. The operative word, safely. They're great tools. They're fun to have and to enjoy. And God forbid, if you ever needed it to protect yourself in an emergency, what you do becomes second nature. And that's extremely important to have that muscle memory and the knowledge of an instinct as to what to do rather than fumbling for it, trying to find out where it's at or you know, is it loaded, is it not loaded, all these things. I was watching Taken with Liam Neeson for like the 30th time last night. And it was kind of interesting. It's the scene where he goes into the house of the French officer. French officer pulls a gun and there's no bullets in it. Well, you know what? If you fired that gun more, you would know the feel, the weight of a loaded handgun and an unloaded handgun. You know, it's
absolutely
like one of those minor details in a movie that makes so much sense.
Absolutely. Getting to know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what else is going on at the Great Lakes Training Center, Mike?
CPL classes. We have a med class that we're putting on the books. Should be on the website in the next couple days. We do handgun one, handgun two. We do carbine. We just had a shoot house class, which is a home defense, where we actually teach you how to get from one end of a structure to another using cover, navigating corners, intersections. We're talking about implementing a new low light handgun carbine course for home defense. Got lots of stuff going on down there. And as the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, a lot of people want to come inside and do something on a weeknight or a weekend. And it's a great way to do something inside. We are using a lot of airsoft and sim munitions so that we can do some force on force stuff as we did in the class 2 weeks ago, home defense. There's always something going on down there.
You know, and that's pretty important, too, because what you're using has the look and feel of real firearms, but it's indoor and it's completely safe.
Absolutely. We treat the line at the range exactly like we do for if it was a real firearm. It actually cycles. The slides move. They're the exact weight, size, shape. They use the same holsters, the same aftermarket gear, the accessories. People like to jazz them up. And they cycle. They make noise. We can use a timer. They're accurate. We can get out to, 15, 20 yards, and we can shoot groups an inch and a half. So we can work on marksmanship, grip, trigger control, stance, draw stroke, all the things that we're doing with live guns, but now we're not spending this huge cost in ammunition. And then we run over to our live range, and then we implement those same things we've been working on inside, and we go outside and work on them. It's just a less expensive, safer way to work and do these things that doesn't cost as much, and we don't have the risk.
Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining me here on Wild Michigan. Mike, for people listening, hours, and that's a pretty important part. I know you can get it from the website, notjustguns.com, but if you're listening and don't want to look, how often are you guys open and what are your times?
We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 at the store, Saturdays 9 to 4, and classes are scheduled. So the next basic pistol class, basic pistol orientation, is October 23rd. It starts at 10 a.m. It's a 2.5 to 3 hour class. CPL are 2 to 3 times a month. We have the next open class is November 7th. Try to squeak one in before deer season. And then the other classes, we schedule them as we go. So this week, my instructor and I are trying to get up the next medical class. We want to get another shoot house in home defense class scheduled, and then a scenario day where you come in and you basically, all you need is a CPL. So we know you're vetted. You come in and we run you through scenarios. And then you can find out where your weak link is. Is it medical? Is it navigating structure, using cover? Is it giving directions? And then you can figure out where you have a weak point in your game and take the appropriate class. Break it down that way.
Man, that's all great stuff. Mike Green, Not Just Guns. Great Lakes Training Center right next door, essentially next door, next building over. And again, a great environment for people to learn and to go purchase as well. Learn and purchase. Wow, in the same place? How does that work? It is, man. And you know what? We appreciate everything you guys have been doing for us here. We appreciate you educating everybody and letting them know that, you know what, the ammunition is there. Just got to find it at Not Just Guns. Cedar Street 127 in Mason. Mike Green, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
Absolutely, man. Hang on the line. I'm going to talk to you off air in just a second. Got more coming your way. Next hour, we're going to speak with Brian Brosdahl, find out where the panfish are going to be, and maybe get ourselves ready for that ice season that we know is coming here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.